your neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Prosecutors in KZN say they hope the punishment handed down to a Durban gunman who went on a deadly shooting spree in Umlazi will serve as a deterrent for violent crime. The Durban High Court yesterday sentenced Sipamandla Kumere to 5 life terms and another 40 years behind bars for the 2023 attacks. Kumere and his accomplices gunned down 5 people before robbing them of their cell phones, TV and other items. One person survived the shootings. Spokesperson for the NPA in KZN, Natasha Kara, says Kumere was arrested while awaiting trial for another case. His sentences will run concurrently.
Following the sentencing proceedings, Kumere made an application for leave to appeal both the conviction and sentence. This was dismissed by the court. The NPA welcomes the conviction and sentence. We remain resolute in our pursuit for justice on behalf of the victims of crime and their families. We hope that sentences of this nature serve as a deterrent to like-minded people.
ANC in KZN says it's reminded the party's delegation in the northern region to strictly adhere to procedures when making leadership appointments. The party says it's advised Umkhanya Kure's deputy mayor to step down. Councillor Sipile Mdaka's appointment on Thursday comes after he was removed as mayor from the same municipality earlier this month. The ANC's Fanele Sibisi says the party's met with the delegation of the Nokuhamba Nyawo region. He says they've reminded them that all deployments must follow proper procedures.
We have full confidence in his leadership. We believe he has led the municipality with honor and dignity. We believe that the process that unfolded was not properly understood and it ought to be reversed, and the ANC will continue with its internal process.
And a whopping 77 million rand is on offer for the winner of the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup. The Proteas face India in the final in Mumbai tomorrow. The council says the runner-up will walk away with a cool 38 million rand. This year's total prize money of 240 million is an increase of almost 300% from the previous tournament. The president of the International Cricket Council says the massive boost marks a defining milestone in the growth and recognition of the women's game. Tomorrow's final is scheduled to start at 11:30 in the morning, South African time. A recap of our lead story. Prosecutors in KZN say they hope the punishment handed down to a Durban gunman who went on a deadly shooting spree in Umlazi will serve as a deterrent for violent crime. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.